Hello, welcome. John Turman, you're Executive Director for Center of International Studies from MIT, research professor. Thank you for joining us here on Face to Face. We wanted to discuss the region a little bit with you and the research that you had in the sense of the violence and extremism which are taking place in the Middle East. We have this effect of a group called ISIL or ISIS. And I wanted to know the result of the research that you've done in MIT around this subject, and we'll develop more about the consequences of this violence which is spreading in the region and maybe eventually transforming really the outlook of the future of our world.
Well, I think what's happening with ISIS is a continuation of war that began in 1991, or even earlier, depending on how you date it, of course, but the U.S. involvement particularly is what has interested me. And after the what we call Desert Storm, the 1991 war to eject Iraq from Kuwait, the United States continued to wage a kind of war against Iraq through sanctions. And the sanctions had powerful effects on mortality of children, on the provision of daily life in Iraq. It had effects actually on the authoritarian state of Saddam Hussein, in that he had to decenter power in Iraq to tribal sheikhs and other factions. And all of these effects of war and war by other means had the effect, after Saddam Hussein had been deposed, of creating a situation of essentially chaos in Iraq. Over time, these kinds of effects become very deep-rooted. There's no easy way to recapture a functional state. So there was chaos in Iraq as a result of so many people being killed, so many young men being killed, so many families being separated or displaced over time. And by about 2 or 3 years ago, these conditions finally began to manifest themselves in this insurgency or this terrorist group, however you want to describe it, which we now call ISIL or ISIS. It really took root in the resistance or opposition to the Assad government in Syria. But many of them are Iraqis, and many of the members of ISIL are men who were in prison during the American occupation, who were parts of other insurgencies, Sunni insurgencies of various kinds. So they have a lot of grievances. They have many experiences with war. They have a kind of a, maybe even a twisted view of how to make political change. And that's what we're dealing with. And it's a direct result of war conditions that were brought upon Iraq, first of all, by Saddam Hussein himself, of course, mm-hmm. who began to war with Iran, as everyone knows, in 1980, but also has been brought upon Iraq by outside forces, mainly the United States and its coalition partners.
When you talk about ISIL and you say that, okay, they start from Syria and they pour into Iraq, how can you explain how fast they've been growing? How is it that they have so many people joining them from all parts of the world, and how are they being funded?
Well, the funding seems to be coming from two different sources. One is the Gulf monarchies have been supporting groups like ISIL, not just ISIL, but other groups in Syria to unseat Assad. So that was funding that was occurring 2-3 years ago, particularly. And since ISIL has become active in Iraq, particularly, they have been able to rob banks and probably getting donations online and so on. So they've been very well funded. They're very well organized, actually. And part of their organization is a public relations kind of organization, which they have online videos, online appeals, recruitment online. And this appeals to many young men who are unemployed or marginalized, angry about some way they've been treated, often in Europe. There are several thousands of Arabs, particularly in Europe, who have been recruited to fight in these wars, and then from the surrounding areas, from Syria, from Iraq, and so on. They've succeeded in part because they began in areas that weren't being policed by anyone else. That mm-hmm. is, that Assad.
There's a lack of security.
Lack of security, lack of governance. The attempt to overthrow Assad, of course, has created these conditions, a vacuum of power. This is in the eastern, northeastern part of Syria. And something similar occurring in the Anbar province, particularly of Iraq. So their capacity to mount successful military campaigns very quickly in these areas is partly due to the fact that there was no one there to fight them. And the Iraqi army proved to be inadequate to the task for a variety of reasons, mainly corruption. And now the coalition that's beginning to form against ISIL is trying to stand up that army to take back the land and to provide some security for Iraqis.
But you were saying that the public relations is helping them, and the finance which they're receiving from the Persian Gulf countries. This is a structure, an organization which needs much more than just some people who are motivated for any religious reasons. What other reasons can exist for this kind of organization? Who can be motivated to destroy and to create so much violence? Because, as you said, people are they really interested by the violence, or is it because of what they consider, what they call themselves, like Islamic?
There seem to be, according to most scholars who have studied this and scholars who have interviewed the young men who are, in fact, what we call jihadis, basically. Men who have been captured and are available for interviews, and there are several hundreds of these kinds of interviews now, and they seem to be motivated by a variety of factors. One is there's some religious belief, especially a kind of sense of sacred honor that they think they're protecting, of a form of Islam that most Islamic scholars would reject as being part of Islam, but there is, of course, a kind of cult, if you will, I'm not quite sure what the right word is, of the Salafist thinking that's violent and backward-looking. There is that faction. There's another faction that are people that are adventurers, basically, and this is the adventure now. There's a group of these young men who have gone from one conflict to another. Some of them have been in Chechnya. Some of them were in Iraq during the American occupation. Some have been in Libya. There's evidence that there's training in Libya for ISIL. So, you know, where states are weak, where these kinds of eruptions occur, there will be young men who feel alienated from their own societies and ready to take up what they think is a cause, but is also about self-enrichment of one kind or another, or simply the thrill of control, the thrill of buying women, as they have done, as we've seen in auctions. And, you know, I'm sorry to say, the thrill of violence.
With your views and the perspectives that you could have about the future of the region, How do you see the future? Do you see it more towards more violence, or is there anything to be done to stop the spreading of this violence?
Right now, the situation does not look very optimistic to me, in part because we've seen now